listening to the WDYM, the What Do You Mean podcast. Now everyone gather around and listen to one of Hamilton's best podcasts. No research to back this up. Your host, Michael Gillespie.
And welcome to another episode of the WDYM. As Kobe said, I'm your host, Michael Gillespie. Hope everybody's good. Everybody's doing good. Hope everybody's doing well. Today's episode is a very special episode, first and foremost, right? I have a guest from the yesteryear that I've known, like, pretty much all my life. We have a topic that we can give advice for, so the what do you mean can actually apply to everybody. So without further ado, let's introduce Crystal Cole.
Hello.
First off, how are you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Good. Now, I've talked about this before in a podcast at the beginning of the year of trying to get her on the podcast. And that was in January. But now we're in March and I finally got her on the podcast. So,
good one, though.
Hey, you know, it's part of the effort of trying. So first and foremost, we got a main topic for today. Secondly, we have that, I guess, say a breakdown of the topic. We'll get there in a second. But first, we got to introduce Crystal and how we know each other. And so without further ado, yeah, Crystal, you're on the mic.
Hello. Thanks for having me, first off.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thanks
I'm
for coming
sorry
on.
Sorry it's taking so long.
It's okay. You know, sometimes you got to wait for things, you know, and I don't mind this. And knowing you and the energy you bring to life and everything, This is going to be a fun episode. At least I think it is. I'll have to edit.
No promises.
I edit 40 minutes of it out. So, hey, welcome to the show. Goodbye.
Hey, that's all. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
No, thank you for some, like, honestly, I'm happy to be here.
Good.
And thanks for being patient with me.
Oh,
I've
no
been
problem.
Wanting to come on for a while now.
Good.
I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
And I love it. I think you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
As always.
Oh, yeah, man.
I appreciate good entertainment.
Right.
I mean, you do a good job.
Yeah,
so.
and I appreciate that.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So, first off, she's lying.
And that's not true.
No. So, yeah, we go back all the way to middle school / junior high school. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what they call it now, middle school. They're high school and... From high school, we go our own separate ways and come back together and all that stuff. So we've come back together in 2024, and I'm hoping that this year is good for both of us. Hopefully my podcast can grow and hope, you know, everything goes good with you.
Yeah, no, good things coming. 24 is going to be a good year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So the topic of the day, the topic that we both came up with is...
That's a rough one.
It is a rough one. And this is something that a lot of people face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when we start the relationship and, you know, start, you know, trying to find somebody, you know, you're in the 20s and everything, it's easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing that, like, I would like to include into that, we had a lot of advantages in our 20s.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing I'd have to say.
Life's not beat you up by that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it ain't whooped you yet.
You're optimistic. You're like, yes.
Yeah, like, hey, she's fine. No, she's cute. Yeah. Now it's like, man, I'm 40. Man, forget this. Yeah. One leg, it's okay. Come here.
Honestly, it's interesting. Now that I'm, like, where I'm at now in my life, like, mm-hmm. and I'm a little bit wiser, right? Not that much, but just a smidge. You know, it's funny. I look back at the girl like, oh, honey, mm-hmm. I just want to shake her a little bit. Like, come on.
Like, what did you do?
Come on, why?
So the topic of today is dating in the 40s.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that are different from yesteryear, a couple years ago, to dating now. Now, some of the things that I remember long, long, long time ago, long, long, long time ago, there were some advantages that we had in our 20s. One of the advantages that we always had that we don't have now was the power of the mix CD.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Yes.
I still have some, you know.
Oh man, if I get
a mix, look, I go back way back to mix. You went that far back.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
gonna say CD, but
yeah.
You're gonna go that far back. I still have some tapes.
Oh yeah. You mean VH. Wait, cassette tapes.
Yeah, absolutely I do.
I still have some.
I'm
too.
Talking sixth grade. Like, listen. I do.
Well, do you have something to play it on?
No. That's the problem. I mean, but I do have them.
Right.
I have like a little box I keep, and mm-hmm. Actually, Mom helped me keep it. She has a couple items, so I have just some fun old school tape, like
Right.
Like, the pencil, get the pencils out because it just, it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's awful.
That's you had to wind it in the middle. Yeah, I remember.
Let me remind
that.
You. That's Gosh. All we are.
So, the power of the mix CD, that's one of the things that I like about the mix CD. Like, if I gave you 12 songs from my heart, I am letting you know.
Listen, that's real deal.
That is real deal. That they ain't no.
Like, no, it's over.
Done. Yeah. That's like, hey, if you.
Got my attention.
If I gave you the mix CD and you lose it or you scratch it, that's letting me know something right there. Yeah. That's one of the things that. Back then,
yeah.
That we don't have now.
Man,
you just, it's so true. iTunes. Everything's iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. And we don't have that no more. That's one of the things that we...
It's a different day.
Right. Man. It is. It is. So we've come up with a list of 13, we call it like tips.
Yeah.
Tips on dating in the 40s.
Dating hacks.
Dating
Follow
hacks.
Us for more hacks.
There you go. Also, yes, by the way. Always. You got to plug yourself. Hit me up on email at the WDYMpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is the WDYMpodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up. Write me a letter. Write me an email saying, hey, I listened to the show and I loved it or whatever.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So let's go into the first one. What's the first one?
Let's take a look here. You go first.
Oh, you. Okay. So this article was made by brides.com as of September 13th, 2023. By Michelle Vartan. She has 13 expert approved tips for dating in your 40s. Number one, of course, choose your partner wisely. I don't think you have to tell people to do that, right?
That there's a question. Maybe that's the reason there's problems out in the world.
Right. Maybe, again.
Maybe some are out there really confused.
So. It is. I mean, let's read what she says. We've all heard the staggering statistic indicating that half of the marriages all end divorce. But the real data doesn't support the claim. According to the data from the Census Bureau, divorce in America has been falling since 2021. Per every 1,000 marriages, there is only 6.9 divorces. In 2011, there is 9.7. The good news is that due to more young adults delaying marriage to gain more life experience, financial stability, or a stronger sense of self before saying I do, all 40-somethings have had time to work on. The dating field could have more players looking to get hitched. If that's the case, don't enter into a serious relationship hastily, warns Campbell. Marrying in your 40s, especially if it's the first time, means you have fewer years to till death do you part.
I mean, look, there's a lot to be said about that. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a whole different world now because, yeah. You know, there's young adults that Crystal at 23 versus, you know, just the average kid at 23. Mm-hmm. Like you got just kids that are just like a well, way more ahead of the game than I.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
I mean, one of the things that kids have today that we didn't have today, the cell phone.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
we had, look.
Yeah.
Like we were dialing up for 20 minutes. Like, oh, why is it taking so long?
Exactly. You know? And by the time the internet started catching on, like AOL Messenger, I think that was called.
Yeah.
We had to dial in and
all
that stuff. Now it's on your cell phone with a quick swipe right, swipe left to find numerous people.
Yeah.
That are compatible to you according to the algorithm.
And I guess that's, you know, it's human nature, like, right? It's no different than if you're at Kroger's and you see somebody like, ooh, you walk past people, right? Like, no big deal. So that's the swipe, whatever it is. I don't do it. But, you know, then you come across the ones that you're like, ooh, hello.
Then.
So it's different. Absolutely. It's weird.
Here's another thing. One thing that gives us, our 40 people, advantage is that. Back then, we had to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I saw you about the way, you know, how about we go out for a cup of coffee or something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. It's not like how it is now. We're like, oh, I don't know you. Let me meet you here at Dunkin' Donuts on whatever day. And then you walk in like, where is he at? Well, oh, he's been here for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a catfish. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Like, not even a real person. He's been hunting me all the time.
Yeah. It's a whole different, it's a way different world now. Yeah. I constantly tell my kids, like, guys, like, I'm trying to, like, give advice on stuff that, like, I've lived it. But yet I wasn't a young adult, you know.
Right.
I'm just, here I am now, like, living what I know now, you know. So it's a whole different thing.
Right. So that's the thing. Like, you have to choose your person wisely.
Absolutely. All right. Number two. So make sure you're both ready to date. Unlike dating in your 20s, you've likely had a major relationship, whether it was a spouse or a long-term partner, and the person you're dating probably has too. Make sure that both you and your date have processed these relationships and are ready to move forward. Campbell advises.
Oh, Campbell's one of the advisors.
Sure. Let me see, just in case. Right, I was just making sure that, yeah, anyways. how can you tell if you or your date is living in the past? One red flag is talking about their past partner mm-hmm. in despairing terms. If they are unable to discuss it in objective terms or clearly see each other's or each person's role in what went wrong, it may be a warning sign. Absolutely. They aren't over the other person, more than likely, and are still holding on to a grudge. Or are at risk for repeating patterns in the new relationship, Campbell suggests. We're going to...
Oh, yeah.
We're However, yeah. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with this whole... Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There is something to be said about that because there's a healthy discussion regarding, you know, when you're older, right? We know, like, mm-hmm. you have kids. You've obviously had a past relationship.
Right.
I'm coming into this as a mature adult that's had experience myself. There is a healthy, way of discussing past relationships versus being just angry about it. And you know, there is definitely that. I've come across quite a bit of this, actually, unfortunately.
Right.
Well, not even like in the dating terms, but just in regular conversation with people, you know, there is a lot of people that, you gotta keep your guard, not really guard up, but just be... You know,
slow reveal.
Yeah. Okay. You know, like you just gotta take your time. And I think that's a thing too. Like people just jump into things real quickly because I think a lot of us are out there are really just wanting to be, you know, settled in life, right? We're at the age where now it's like I'm not a spring chicken here. You know, at the same time, don't jump at it because red flags aren't pink. You know what I mean? Don't make it that. You know,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that you know, as also when it comes to that, you just can't make sure that that person is ready. And it goes back to when you first start dating somebody, like first 30 days, your first 60 days, there should be like a slow progression of, they should not like, hey, by the way, I was a murderer and I'm coming to kill you.
Right. Absolutely. You know what
I mean? So that's very important to say. Let's see. Number three, wait before introducing your partner to your kids.
Look, that should be number one. I'm sorry. As a mother that my kids are now old enough to have more of a social life than I do at this point, but and they're awesome. God love them. But absolutely. I think that it's so important. There's a lot of a lot riding on that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Do you think at 40 should that be an expectation?
I mean, look, it's different for everyone, right? So I was 23 when I had my first, you know, my oldest is 19 now, and he's more mature than I ever could be. And then I got my 16 who knows all of everything. So if I have questions in life, I go to him directly. But they both, you know, it's a whole different dynamic depending on what age you're at. You know, like I think it depends on, you know, I have some friends that have young kids still that are still in elementary. You know, at this age. So it just depends on what stage in life you're at. I think, you know, like my kids are like, they're like literally like, mom, seriously, just get like, you need to go on dates.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. I got to wash my hair. You know,
I gotta find something to do. Right, I'm not doing that.
But they're always like, they're good kids. They're wanting, you know, me to be happy. Like, you know, we all support each other. So.
Right. And that's what it should be. I mean, especially when you have kids that are like, mid, you know, I guess what
they're like, 16? Ma, you're annoying me now. I was kidding, but I mean, there is a maturity level, I think, that you need to take in consideration,
right?
You know, when your kids are really young, it is hard to date, I think, you know, depending on, like, I don't know, I would say, you know, puberty age, maybe like 13, 14, 15, maybe it's a little bit more understandable, but like young kids, it's really impressionable,
because you don't want to introduce some. Jeff.
Like fourth date and you know, past 6 months, like, or fourth, you know, attempt, I guess, you know, so there is a thing with that though. I think
that's very vital.
Absolutely.
Doing that dating. Yeah. The next one, and this one might be, this is one that I find that's troubling. Practice patience when it comes to, you know, this is a G show. I can't, this is cheese. We call it cheese. When I talk, say cheese. You want me to say it? I'll just say it.
Say it.
All right, well.
Look, we're adults here.
Okay, we are adults, and but I'm gonna have kids. Listen, anyway.
So practice it out then.
Practice patience when it comes to sex.
Intimacy. You could have just said intimacy.
Well, I've said sex. So
okay. Well, you did. Yes. You just went there.
Well, you could have said that beforehand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
In the heat of the moment, sometimes it will take all your willpower to say no.
Yeah.
But it's well worth it to wait, especially for mature adults. It takes time to know someone, and talking is the glue that holds people together.
So when you're in your, let me just put this, I'm sorry, I had to go right into
go
this
ahead.
Because I think there is something to be said about this. Like go when ahead. You're in your 20s,
yeah.
you're very spontaneous in life. Like mm-hmm. you just got energy, right?
Yeah.
Like I get tired of putting on my left sock. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a whole different feel when you are a 20-year-old and you're just like, just full of like optimism and you're just like, yes, he's a hot guy. He's cute. He's smart. He's blah, 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 whatever. You know? So yeah, like I think there's something to be said about taking your time. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what's a good ballpark figure?
I feel like, well, I think, you know, I don't like to put titles or timelines on things. I think it depends on where you're at mentally, you know, where you're at in your connection, right? Like,
right.
I feel like it just follow your instincts. Mm-hmm. Like if, well, I shouldn't say that because, you know, instincts can sometimes be swayed by.
Yeah. By the hot guy in Kroger's that you just said.
Yeah. So exactly. I get that. But at the end of the day,
uh-huh.
you know, I like to try to step back for a minute, Crystal, because, you know, just having a rational mindset, I guess, you know, I've lived life enough mm-hmm. to where I've made mistakes and I've learned from them. Well, I'd like to think I have,
mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like at this point in my life, I am definitely, it's beneficial for sure to take your time
mm-hmm.
because I mean, at this point, it's not necessarily kids that are involved with, you know, I'm not introducing young children to this person. It's just like, essentially like I'm an empty nester at this point,
right.
I guess. Desperately trying to get me out there, but at the end of the day, I feel like it helps to take your time. Wait,
I'm gonna say 90 days.
Yeah,
90 days.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay,
3 months.
You want to put it out
there? Yeah, I want.
If you
want
to put, if you want to actually put a number out there, absolutely.
Like, 90 days is good.
At least.
Yeah. That means nothing.
I mean, mind you, it depends on who you are. Some people have.
I might even do 120.
I mean, you know. I may wait a year or two.
No. Not going too far. That's going too far.
No, I mean, I feel like there is, it's a responsible thing to sit back, you know, assess your situation, where uh-huh. you're at in mindset and, you know, just take your time with mm-hmm. it. Absolutely. Because there's a lot, Tinder is a thing, right?
Yes.
And ladies out there, I'm sure you can agree, Tinder is a real thing. There is such a thing as a guy, even in the age of 40 something. That is pathetically just like no strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, there's ladies too, I'm sure. But as a girl, I can't really speak on that. I'm not dating women, right? So, like, mm-hmm. I can tell you that it is real. It's a struggle. Ghosting, even. Like, all of it. Let's go there.
See,
like,
again,
look.
That is a young people thing. Ghosting. Yes. Catfishing.
It is, but it's not.
Really?
Sadly. Look, you are a married man.
Yeah,
you
so
can't really
I can't,
speak on this.
Yeah,
let me just speak for all of us single
right,
people.
Let me
out
sit
there.
Back. I'm going to put myself on mute.
First off, my motto is the dating pool in your 40s is not a pool. It's like a sewer. A bunch of turds just floating around. I ain't going to lie. Look, I am not a big fan of online dating. I'm not a big fan of meeting strangers and in a local whatever. I am a person that, like, I am okay with meeting somebody at Kroger's or in the parking lot, like, wherever. Like, I'm not a fan of going online. Some people can speak on it and say, hey, it worked for me and happy for you. Like,
right.
good job. Like, mm-hmm. thank God for you. Like, awesome.
Yeah.
Give some other people out there inspiration. But for me, nope.
Yeah. That's, nope. I mean, it just feels like I don't know you.
It's awkward.
And it's like, you could come up, you could Google what's a good response on to make on a first impression instead of just being
yeah.
a human being. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Like my dating profiles, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I have some out there, and a lot of them is just been just out of boredom and just kind of entertaining myself, just giggles. Mm-hmm. Like my profiles have been just absolute cheese. It's look like people. I literally put like I'm an avid like hot dog eating contest.
Oh my
and,
god!
Like just stupid stuff. But like. I want people to understand my personality. Like, I'm not taking this serious. Like, if you link up with me somehow and we hit it off, like, and can just, like, you know, shoot the... can we say?
Yeah.
Shoot the with each other easily and smoothly. Like, maybe there's, like, hey, this guy's cool. I'll talk to him. But for the most part, it doesn't happen. You know, like, because you get all the cheesy, like, hey, you're nice, like, just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like, stupid. Like, and I don't take it serious, but... I don't know. Who knows? You know, I could be married next year from a guy who I met on Facebook Messenger, or not Messenger, but, you know, Facebook dating app or who knows what. But
yeah,
for the most part, it's I don't have a good history online with thing. That whole thing. I don't take it serious.
So here's another it's question, sketchy. Just outside of the box.
Yeah.
Where do you meet people at now? If you want to date somebody.
This is a thing. Like, I'm asking the same question, you know?
Yeah, like, where do you meet somebody if you want to generally just want to see somebody and like, oh, this person is a human. Great.
It's aggravating. Yeah. Let me just tell you because, I mean, look, I at this point in my life, I'm not hyper-focused on this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I'm starting a career now with this company. It's going awesome. Thank God for that. But, you know, I'm really focused on that. And right now, dating is not on, like, the forefront of everything right mm-hmm. now. You know, I've kind of put it on the side burner. I want to be my 100% crystal before I, you know, attempt that. But if I was there right now, you know, I really don't know what to say. Like, I don't know.
That's a genuine question.
My nana always said, don't force things, right? When you're looking for it, like, it's not going to happen, exactly. Right? Like, I mean, it may, lucky people, good for you. But mm-hmm. for the most part, I think that the universe kind of just works in a way of, like, you know, you can't fit a square peg into a circle hole. I think that things, you know, when you least expect it, something falls in your lap like a feather, right? So, right. like, that's, I try to constantly have a mindset of, like, I don't want expectations. Like, I just want things to just
fall in my lap.
I don't want it to be the spoil, like, oh, it's so easy. No, I mean, you got to put your work out. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like when you have expectations and you're looking for it, that's when it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Or that's when you meet the wrong people.
And that's you're actually to make a good work. Take on that. I like that.
Yeah.
I do. I always think that's a good take.
Yeah.
That is good. I like that.
Yeah. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks, next Nana. One. Navigate gender stereotypes. Today, the dating landscape can present confusing expectations around gender roles. It's likely you and your partner will have different ideas and philosophies, especially when you're financially independent and you used to be single. Who picks up the check? How often do you want the door open for you, or do you want to open it yourself? Not being on the same page can lead to awkwardness and resentment. Open, honest communication between two loving and solemnly committed partners is required to make all types of roles, divisions, and relationships work, says Watfish. Talk to your partner about how they view gender roles and how their expectations are. If you have a different viewpoint, you can decide if it's a deal breaker or if you both can be flexible and find a compromise. So,
That's a good one.
This one to me is speaking to men, as far as men being the gentleman of it.
The alpha, you know, right?
Yeah, something like that, but more like opening car doors, paying.
Well, that's.
See, that's where I think we don't do that no more as men. I mean,
there is something to be said.
Right.
About that, yeah.
Like,
but there are also, on the female perspective mm-hmm. here, there are women that are just like, hey, I'm powerful. Like, I'm here. Right. You know, like, I don't need a man to hold it. I'm totally capable. Uh-huh. You know, like, so then you have, like, you know, I think, honestly, like, birds of a feather, right? Like,
right.
You are attracted to a certain personality type. You got the women that are just like, hey, I'm strong. I'm just like, this is me.
Right.
And men that like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that are going to link up, obviously. Right. And then you got the women that like to be spoiled a little bit, like a door opened and this and that, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it all kind of comes together in a way. But I don't know. I think that it's interesting, though, because mm-hmm. it is a thing about going Dutch.
Yeah. You know? Do you believe in that?
Absolutely.
I do.
I feel like when I go on a date with a man,
uh-huh.
I want him to know, this is what I bring to the table. I'm independent.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not at the time, say, you know, I'm doing jobs or whatever the case is going, and I meet somebody, I typically, you know, I'm not usually dating at the point. But if I was, you know, I would be upfront about it. Like, look, if we go out, you know, I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, this is my situation.
Right.
And if that was a problem, then there you go. But if not, then, you know, then I guess being a gentleman and taking over is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, I like to just put it out there like, hey, I don't expect this. This is like, this is not a pressure thing. This is more of a, you know, like it's chillax. Like, mm-hmm. I don't expect you to, I'm not going to buy like the $58 steak, you know, and be like, looking at you
steak.
Like, buy me like 5 more, you know, glasses of wine. That's
right.
Like, what, you know, mm-hmm. like I don't expect that. So, yeah.
See,
there's something to be said about that.
My mentality is that if I am courting you, then that means I need to show you my best stuff up front.
It's because you're Mike.
Well, I mean, that's just how my mentality is. Like, if I if you caught my eye, I'm like, oh my God.
See, and Destiny is smart for swooping you up because there's not many of you out there. I'm telling you, there's not many.
You said it.
Look, she's a smart girl. She is a smart girl.
I think I might use this for the sound clip for the episode.
Don't let your head get any bigger.
No, don't say that. Don't do that. We're not talking about that.
I promise you. I pinky promise.
But no, I'm honestly, I just feel like if a man is courting a woman, that I need to show you everything. That means, like, look, I could pay for our meals. If it, you know, if like you said, you're not expecting someone to eat two steaks on a dinner, you know. So if you're gonna, if I'm courting you, I need to show you that, hey, I'm a gentleman. I'm open your door. I'm gonna walk on the driver's side of the sidewalk, you know, things like that. Like, hey,
those are lost arts of dating.
And I just think that, like, again, this is a generational thing. Like,
it absolutely
like
is.
I remember. Like my, that's how I guess my dad showed me that part of all the cornball things he could show me. Yeah. That was one of them.
I think that's really sweet though. Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. He did a good job because here you're
one of the very few things he did that was correct.
Well, but he did that, and that was a pretty big. That was a pretty big part. Right. I think it's important that you have that. That's a value that a lot of people don't have.
Right. Honestly, I think that's between the 40-year-old people and the 20-year-old people that we've lost that gentleman dating and courting and all that stuff.
But see, he planted that seed. If you had a boy,
yeah,
you know, you have girls,
yep. What is that?
I'm just saying, But if you had a boy, guess what? That little boy would probably grow up to be a gentleman just like you.
Yeah, well, there was some things that I had to learn on the fly because, well, anyway. We're not talking about that right now. The next one. Trust your instincts. Most relationships mistakes happen because a person does not trust their instincts early on and sticks around thinking it will change, says Duvassel. That's one of the experts. By your 40s, you experience many human encounters, so trust your gut, she says. Plus, by trusting yourself, you'll be able to look beyond the type and move forward based on the feelings and mutual values. True cornerstones of success relationships types are the people chasing something that they think is good for them. Do you want to put those kinds of limits on love?
Putting things in boxes.
Trust your instincts.
Yes. Look, I understand this right here because honestly, I feel like by the time we are 40, we think in our minds like, oh, this is going to work, this is going to work, this won't, this will. And people are very selective. And this is where it comes, you know, the whole baggage thing. Look, he may be hot, but he's got 5 baby mamas. You are creating your own drama, baby. Like, selection. Once again, she said, what was that? The first, select your person wisely, right?
Right, yeah, the first one, yeah.
So, yeah, this is a thing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I struggle with instincts because, again, like my game or my chess game was put everything out there. So, therefore, I guess I'm making myself vulnerable.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I always feel like instincts.
You're out of the game. You don't count.
Well, so I'm just saying that's how it was.
Yeah.
That's how it was for me.
As a 40-year-old single woman, you know, this is where it is difficult to kind of identify a couple things. It's hard to not go on instincts when you're first like, ooh la la, like, oh, he's sweet, he's mm-hmm. so nice, mm-hmm. he's this and that. And then as you get to know them, you start realizing, like, the red flags that you try not to make pink once again.
Right.
You know.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
I really love that.
Well, so. I mean, it's honestly, it's a thing, though. Like, it's rose-colored. I always like to say rose-colored glass crystal. I make everything pretty, you know, to fit a box of what I need it to be.
Girl, you are dropping bombs. Stop. That is awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a thing. I think that, like, when people are just wanting something so badly, you know, they give people that should not have that leeway. They mm-hmm. they give them those get-away-out-of-jail-free cards, yeah. right? And, like, they shouldn't. Don't downplay. Right. You know, like you are important too. Like your happiness is number one first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And I think that I've learned hard lessons in my life by allowing people to do, but this is just him and this is just this and this. No, mm-hmm. no, it's not. If this does not fit well with your perspective and what your beliefs are, then that's a problem. You cannot fit a square peg into a circle hole. That's all there is to it.
Look at the crystal cold dropping bombs. Oh my God.
I mean, I'm old as dirt now.
Oh, here we go. I mean, if you're old as dirt, I'm old as dirt too.
I mean, you were really old. Yeah.
That's
you're
funny.
Old me probably, but
you're older than me. Whatever. Don't forget that.
I don't know.
The next topic, manage your social media expectations. Now, this is another thing that's new to us.
Yeah.
Social media is a seamless part of everyday life for most 20 and 30-year-olds. But for someone from the older generation, their connection to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter could be more than a mixed bag. Your social habits can range from a 45-year-old who is as plugged in as a teenager to a 48-year-old who's never been on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Once things are established, ask your date for posting a photo of the two of you together. He advises against making a big deal out of trying to post too soon, as it makes the other person uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a thing. It's crazy because, you know, females, we do get excited. Like, oh,
I wouldn't just say females. We're all like that.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. We get excited, right? Like, right. And it's innocent enough to me mm-hmm. to think about, you know, but I'm understanding now of this. This is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that, like, you know, I don't know. I just, yeah, there is a timeline, mm-hmm. and there needs to be a conversation to be had.
Right.
That is something you should discuss right. because it's a real thing now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. The thing about social media is that everybody's connected. You yeah. know, people see your post and all that.
Even if you're not friends with, you know, your ex or whatever right. the case may be, mm-hmm. you somewhere along the line, there is something common. You know what I mean? Like, there mm-hmm. is someone that is going to take that screenshot yep. and they're going to send it right away.
Hey, girl, did you see?
And then all of a sudden you wake up boom. To, like, you know, yeah.
And then now and he's upset.
Yeah. yeah. I'm not saying this has happened to me, but right. I know that, like, I've had a conversation. A lot. Yeah. yeah. With friends, I'm just like, man.
Right.
Like that. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, that is definitely something to be mindful of yeah. when it comes to dating in your 40s.
Absolutely.
Next one, accepting scheduling conflicts. Many people over 40 have many responsibilities that requires more planning. Tuesday night dates that stretch into the wee hours may not work for a regular person working 9 to 5. But you are also no longer able to just skip morning classes after the first date. Parents have a balanced childcare responsibilities. It could get tricky because it means a lot less time for dating and less alone time. Don't try to read between the lines if your date has a reschedule or call in early. It's often because they're personal responsibilities, so be understanding, and you're likely to receive some kind of understanding from them.
So this is the fun, tricky part, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there are some men that may have, you know, and this is something I can touch on, actually. Mm-hmm. That has, you know, I mean, look, I was 23 when I was having my first. I was 26 when I, you know, there was a 3-year difference. And then there's some people, there's some friends of mine that didn't have children until they were like, well, in their 30, you know, I mean, good for you. Like, you got the energy, go on with your,
right.
go on with yourself. However, thank God that I was, you know, it was perfect timing for me. But, you know, I do have some friends that are dating that have person of interest is college age children, whereas they have elementary.
Right.
That's a whole different dynamic there.
Right.
You know, that woman could be very, like, aggravated by the fact that you've had to reschedule for the past 3 dates because the kid had a toothache. This happened. The baby mama didn't come through. Like, you know, there's so many different things, so many different scenarios. It's a thing. It is.
Yeah.
It's, I think, it can be tricky.
Do you think that's a tricky. Determining factor when it comes to dating in the 40s?
I think, you know, like, here's the thing. Like, I've raised, like, my babies are, they're more grown than I am half the time at this point in my life.
Right.
It's interesting to think about, like, meeting somebody who's like, oh my God, he fits all the boxes. Like, just checks all the boxes. Oh, but he's got a 5-year-old. 5-year-old twins, my luck. You know, like,
oh, wow.
What do you do? You know, it's difficult because, like, I am at the point in my life where I'm like, my babies are everything. They have been for so long. How do you mom? Or how do you live after momming for so long? The excitement of finding love, like, at this age and my kids just being like, okay, Ma, you're annoying me. Get out of my face. And the thought of finding somebody who we can, like, you know, find our own, like, swing of life and our own routines is happy, right? Like,
right.
That gets me excited. However, it's a hummus. It's interesting because they're, you know, at this age, it's mm-hmm. definitely a thing. Like, you fall in love with Tom who has got, you know, those twin girls that are 5 years old. And guess what? My baby mama is a nightmare. What do you do?
Exactly.
You got to make a decision there.
And like you said before, when it comes to the dating pool, it even shrinks even more when you put those parameters around it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I will give you just a brief, just a real quick, just synopsis of what I went through recently with a little blind of a blind gathering. I don't like to put date. I hate titles.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate titles. It was more of like, hey, yeah, we'll meet. Cool. Let's meet up. Let's hang out just for a little bit. Found out during that little meeting after speaking for a couple months, actually, why this has not been brought to my attention before now is beyond me. And still questions. I just, yeah. But found out that he had literally 5 different baby mamas.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, that's cool, awesome. So it was nice meeting you. Uh-huh. You know, like, look at that. I gotta wash my hair now.
God, yeah.
You know, it's a thing though. There's a lot. I mean, and it's expected to be baggage, but man, mm-hmm. I think men, women, when you guys have a little bit of an intricately different, you know, lifestyle or situation, definitely let people know up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. I exactly. think it's important too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So next one. Never apologize for being you. May have had a fair of trial and error, but needn't be considered baggage. Yeah. If the past follies come up on a date, focus on the growth and learning that come out of it instead of beating yourself up.
Yeah.
Women in particular, now this is a quote, so this ain't me. Women in particular apologize for what they perceive are shortcomings or to discount themselves. You have lived a full life. No need to apologize. Own your mistakes and talk about them as life lessons. And that's 100% true.
They're trophies. Absolutely. Look, I got through that.
Yeah.
I got through it.
Yeah.
And I'm tougher. I'm stronger. I'm wiser.
Exactly.
I know. I wear that like as almost like a chip of like, hey, like I got through it. I'm strong.
Right. And yeah. That's the thing that needs to be thought about when you're dating with somebody. Like, this person has gone through so much and therefore... You know,
and that's the thing, like we are at the age we are at, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's to be expected. And for someone to look down on that or, right. you know, or judge, like, then right. it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Like, I don't need you in my life.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. But
exactly.
But lifting each other up, like, hey, that sucked. Yeah. I've been, I can relate to you. Mm-hmm. That, but here we are both like, getting, you know, got through it. It's awesome. I think that's something that, yeah.
That's exactly. That should be something. Yeah. That's something that we never should have never apologize for being who you
Absolutely.
Are because that's what built you to the person you are today.
Right.
Exactly.
That's good.
Next one. Avoid making assumptions. It's easy to see things through the lens of your past experiences more than you ever know have in your 20s and 30s. If you ever had negative dating experiences, you might assume that person you're dating shares similar traits and behaviors as someone in your past.
Yes.
If it doesn't work to assume, everyone you date is the same. Mm-hmm. Before your first date, try your best to be open and non-judgmental. By doing this, you'll give your date a chance to surprise you, creating a more positive experience from the start.
Not only that, but you're giving yourself an opportunity
right.
to not screw it up.
Yeah, not blame
by
it.
By assuming.
Yeah, and not blame it on a past experience.
Let's just put it out there. It is called baggage. Like,
yes.
That is baggage, but there is a healthy way of carrying it, right?
Right, I feel absolutely.
Like, yeah, I feel like... There, yeah, don't, and that's the thing, right? Like, it really is.
Yeah.
I feel like people just he reminds me so much of my ex and this and that, and mm-hmm. just immediately that just throws everything off right away.
Right.
You're already assuming, like, giving him no chance and possibly giving yourself no chance of being happy.
Exact
man.
Bingo.
Man.
That is great.
Son of a said.
That is some great stuff right there. I gotta play the.
Dang. I mean, come on, damn.
That's crazy.
Nice. Look at you.
I got the sound effects ready.
I felt kind of cool just now.
All right, I think it's like the last one. Keep the first date light. Conversations on a first date should be about getting to know each other, finding common ground, and determining compatibility. But if you're fed up with being single and you feel a connection, you may be tempted to overshare about past negative dating experiences. Mm-hmm. Ray cautions not to fall into the TMI trap.
Yes.
It's natural to have moments where you wonder if you're doing something wrong and you like the reassurance from your date. But that's not what you're there for. Mm-hmm. If you lack self-esteem or are unhappy with yourself in your situation, it's not attractive to someone you're newly dating. Instead, be the person you want to attract, smile, be the best version of yourself, and have fun getting to know your date. Draw them out, focus on them, and enjoy as things develop organically.
Yeah.
So, keep your first date light. What is some things you like to keep light on a date?
So this is interesting because once again, uh-huh. we're going to bring out the factor that there's social media.
Right.
More than likely, a woman has, before she's met this person,
uh-huh.
depending on how they've been connected, whether
right.
it's through friends, whether it's through a dating app, whatever, they've already done the research.
Like, really?
Look, we've already done, we work for the FBI easily on a daily basis. We could easily.
The internet sleuth.
Give me a test. I will pass it with flying colors. Uh-huh. We are good for that. But I, by the time I get there, you know, I'm coming into this date knowing at least a good 10 factors on who you are.
Wow.
I mean, protect yourself. You have to. Right. Like, I'm not going to go into this blindly. Like,
right.
Come into Chester Molester. Who knows? Like, no. Like, I'm going to do my research. I'm going to make sure that this is going to be not wasting my time, because my time is precious to me at this
absolutely,
point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I've got grown kids. I got things to do. Like, don't waste my time. I won't, right. waste yours. You know.
Yeah.
So, but there is something to be said about over. And I look. I will throw myself out there right now, and I feel like there has been times where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I connect with him, yay! And then it becomes, you know, okay, I had to set myself like aside, like Crystal, gather yourself here, you know, because there is something to be said about giving too much information. Like, we're not there yet.
Right.
What are you doing? Like, right. You know, but I think that like once you find common ground with people, there's an excitement of feeling of like almost like a comfortability. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So there needs to be, you know, you need to gauge what you're sharing. I'm guilty for that. I'm mm-hmm. one to be like, you know, oh, I understand this, and I went through this too, and blah, 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 blah. You know, like, you just got to kind of take your time. don't get too excited and put all out there on a plate for, you know, for them to have all at once to swallow, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you want to, you know, just keep it light. It's absolutely right.
Right.
Keep it light.
I'm kind of floored that you said you do your research by checking out their social media and
okay,
stuff.
Look, anybody who says that they haven't, I want to see their browser history.
Wow.
I already know better.
Okay. See, this is.
I mean, you're dumb if you don't. Like, if you have the opportunity, true. Like, it's not a world now that you can trust everybody, uh-huh. honestly. It's a different world, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, and we have that ability to do so.
Yeah, you're right.
Protect yourself.
I
got Craigslist killers out there, people. Oh, boy. I'm kidding. But I'm not.
Yeah. You have a point. You have a valid point. I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about that, because for example, my Facebook and my Instagram are two different things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super nerdy on Instagram, and I'm just me.
So you
on
feel like
Facebook.
You have like different demeanors almost. Like,
you know,
like a different personality.
You know, I'm a nerd.
Yeah, you're an absolute nerd. Absolutely. Yeah,
all right, stop.
I'm kidding. No.
But yeah, I use my Instagram for all my nerdy stuff.
Well, I feel like there is a different kind of feel for each right. platform, though, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
what I do.
Absolutely.
Like, my ex and Twitter's for my political ideas.
Oh, good Lord. I'm glad I'm not friends with you on that.
Don't worry about that.
I'm kidding.
Don't ever. That, my Facebook is me, and then my Instagram is for my nerdy stuff.
MySpace, everything.
MySpace.
Everything awesome died
wow,
with MySpace, guys.
God.
Look, and when it died, a little part of me died, too.
Yes.
I put so much effort into that.
I mean, we had the music, the background.
Look, I had, it was bling, it was glitter. It
top
was
eight. Remember
I had
that?
Music, I had everything. Oh, absolutely,
top eight. Like,
that was a big deal, too. I had to think about it hard.
Yeah.
I took some time with that. Man, it ain't like it used to be.
Is MySpace even still
I don't know.
Out there?
I was talking. Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody the other day. Like, yeah, like so-and-so said that they were able to log in still. I tried years ago, and yeah.
I don't even remember my password.
I honestly don't even think I have the email anymore.
No, I don't think so either.
It was my Yahoo from like I don't know, freshman year. AOL just now, like, was, you know, it was dialing.
Yeah, remember that?
Dad was like, Crystal, are you up? Go back to bed, you know.
Yeah, oh my God, that was a time back then. And if someone picks up the phone,
yeah,
oh, like, when you're I'm on it.
I gotta make a call.
I'm on ASL Messenger.
Never
messed up my connection,
man.
Yeah,
it was a struggle.
Yes, the second part, the last part of it, is for what people can do to meet people.
Mm. Can somebody tell me that?
Well, yeah. Listen to this. They actually listed, you know, websites and all that stuff. So number one,
yeah.
Of course, is Match.com.
No. Okay, first off, no.
No.
Not for me.
No?
Not for me.
Okay.
Here's my thing. I'm going to let the universe play.
That's
just,
right.
I'm just letting
you're
it
just letting
happen,
it fall.
Right? Like,
yeah.
where's the feather at? I'm looking for it still.
Okay.
Don't look for it, though. That's the point. Don't look for it.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
I feel like be open to it, mm-hmm. you know? But I feel like when you're, like, physically out there actively looking and trying, you're just going to disappoint, unless you're just one of those lucky ones that it's the right timing in your life. You know, I feel like the universe always provides when it's right.
That's true. So don't do Match.com.
Yeah, don't do
that. Well, then don't do silversingles.com either.
Or the city people just don't know. Farmers.com.
Farmers.com. That's another thing.
I feel like that's right where I need to be.
And they also list eHarmony as one of the other places to go. So if you're 40 and over and you're looking for love, where do we go from there? You just, according to Crystal, you just let it fall in your hands. Don't go
feel
to.
Like you just, not necessarily. Guys, look, I'm not saying don't go out and get what you want. Uh-huh. Be that person. Be bold. Do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, when you put expectations on people, that's when it just automatically is going to just be a negative, I feel like.
Yeah. You know, and then
let nature take its place.
See, this is the free-flowing Crystal Cove that I know. Just let's let it.
This is the Crystal that's had my first, work week in a while that's been wild, and my brain's half,
but successful. It's at 50% right successful. Now. But successful.
Yeah, it's been fun, though.
That's good, though.
It's been so much fun.
Good.
Catching up, talking about dating. I hate dating.
I hate this topic,
but guys, it's been fun talking about it with you.
It's always good. It's always good to talk about it. Because then,
too, with a married man, just want to put that out there.
Yeah, married man 20 years that has no idea what's going on. I'm still stuck in the old school, but that'll never change. But any last things you want to say before we head out?
Are we pretty much done?
We're wrapping this up now.
So thank you
so much.
The best, as usual.
Good.
You were my bestie back then. You're still here now to this day. I talk to you every other day.
Uh-huh. Let me end this on a side note from talking to Crystal Cole, but how to talk to her. You send her a message.
Stop.
No. When you send her a message, you won't get that. You won't get a reply till 2 to 3 days later.
Look.
And it's like, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Okay, first off, just gonna put it out there. Just, you know what? I'm not going to put anything out. It's fine.
Okay.
Life.
I completely get that. I understand because we're 40.
At the end of the day, I can go a year without speaking to you. And when I come back and speak to you, guess what? It's just like yesterday.
There you go.
You don't skip a beat.
That's
when you know you found your tribe.
That is a friendship right there. That can withstand the test of time.
Yeah.
So we're going to end the episode right there. I said that's a very successful episode, Crystal.
I think it was great.
I am so glad you came to the studio today.
I'm like a blabbermouth. I have to edit the hell out of that.
Don't worry about that.
Are we still online?
Yeah, we're still on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I haven't canceled it yet.
Just kidding, guys. Yeah. It was awesome. It was great.
It's all good. So with that being said, we're going to end the episode here. I'm your host, Michael Gillespie, and I have...
Crystal.
Thank you for guys tuning in. I'll see you guys next time. I'm out, Girl Scout.
Bye.
Peace.
See ya.